Welcome to the Nickel Plate Nordic Podcast. In this podcast, all the voices you hear are computer-generated. We use the latest AI tools to examine the information to bring you easy-to-understand insights of these publications. Visit our website at nickelplatenordic.org for info on our great club and trails and our great lessons for skiers new and seasoned, young and old. Now, let's glide into the conversation.
All right, buckle up, everyone. We're diving into the world of elite men's sprint cross-country skiing today.
Sounds intense.
It is. You guys sent in this research paper on race tactics, and wow, it is fascinating.
It really is.
I mean, talk about a sport where every second counts.
Absolutely.
These athletes are pushing their limits, but they're also playing a strategic game out there on the course.
Right. There's so much more to it than just being the fastest skier.
Exactly. So before we get into the tactics, can you give us a quick overview of how a sprint cross-country competition actually works?
Sure. So it starts with a time trial. They call it the STT. And that basically sets the starting order for the heats.
Okay, so like a qualifying round.
Yeah, you can think of it that way. But then the real action starts with the knockout round.
Knockout rounds.
Yeah. Quarterfinals, semifinals, and then the finals. And that's where the tactics really come into play.
I'm already intrigued. And a study found that a skier's ranking in that initial time trial is strongly correlated to their final rank in the whole competition.
Yeah, that's what you'd expect, right?
Right. So does that mean the fastest skier usually ends up on top?
Well, that's where it gets interesting. Because they found that the times in the heats were actually slower on average than the times from that initial time trial.
Wait, slower? I thought we were talking about sprint skiing.
I know, right? You'd think everyone would be going all out all the time.
That's what I would think. So what's going on?
It's all about tactics. Skiers are holding back in the heats, pacing themselves differently, really thinking about their strategy.
So it's not just about raw speed. It's like a chess match on skis.
Exactly. It's about positioning, conserving energy, and knowing when to make your move.
That makes so much sense. And the study mentioned they looked at video footage of the races.
Oh, yeah. They broke down the action.
Yeah.
And they found tons of overtakings happening in every heat, especially on the uphills.
Uphill. So that must be where the real battles take place.
Absolutely. And get this. The study found that almost all the top two finishers were already in the top two positions before hitting the final uphill.
Whoa, hold on. So it's not just about being the best climber. It's about being in the best position leading into that final climb.
Exactly. That's what makes it so fascinating. It's not just about brute force. Strategy and positioning are crucial.
My mind is blown. I'm starting to see why you were so excited about this study.
And we're just getting started.
Okay, so we've got the tactical side of things, but this is still an incredibly demanding sport physically. I mean, these athletes are machines. The study mentioned something about how the top finishers were using their bodies differently on that final uphill. What did they find?
Right, so even though they're pacing themselves, when it comes to that final push, they have to give it everything.
Makes sense. But what were they doing differently?
Well, the researchers found that the top finishers were using longer cycle lengths and higher cycle rates in their diagonal stride technique.
Okay. Break that down for me. What does that even mean?
Think of it like shifting gears in a car. They're lengthening their strides and increasing their cadence to maintain speed even when they're exhausted.
So it's not just about brute strength. It's about being super efficient with your movements. Especially when it matters most.
Right. They're fine-tuning their technique to squeeze out every last bit of speed.
It makes me wonder, though, with all these factors at play, the terrain, the conditions, even the other skiers and the heat, I mean, each race must present a completely different set of challenges.
You're absolutely right. Every race is a unique puzzle to solve. And that's what makes this sport so fascinating to analyze.
I can see that. We're starting to get a glimpse of just how complex and strategic sprint cross-country skiing really is, and I can't wait to uncover even more. Okay, my brain is already working overtime trying to picture all these skiers strategizing out there on the course.
Well, get ready for even more, because the researchers took it a step further and actually broke the course down into different segments to see how the skiers were positioning themselves throughout the race.
Ooh, I love it when they get super specific like that. So tell me, what were some of the key segments that they looked at?
Well, they analyzed everything from the start out of the stadium to the downhill sections and those crucial uphill climbs, you know, all the way to the finish line.
Okay, makes sense. And did they find that certain segments were more important than others when it came to winning those heats?
You know, it's interesting because one of the things that really jumped out at them was just how much jockeying for position happened in the early parts of the race, especially on those longer uphill sections. Like everyone was trying to establish dominance right from the start.
So like a mad dash for the front.
Yeah, exactly. But here's where it gets interesting. As the race progressed, the number of overtakings actually dropped significantly, especially in the last two segments leading up to the finish.
Oh, so they were conserving energy for that final push.
Exactly. Remember, we're not talking about one short burst of speed here. These skiers have to maintain that strategic advantage over multiple rounds.
That makes sense. You wouldn't want to burn all your matches too early.
Right. And it goes back to that point about the final uphill, right?
Yeah. The winners were already in the top two positions before hitting that last climb.
Right. It really highlights how important it is to get those tactics right in the earlier segments.
So it's like you were saying before, kind of like a chess match. You got to think several moves ahead.
Precisely. You're always trying to anticipate what your opponents are going to do and how you can best position yourself to capitalize.
It's brilliant. And the researchers also pointed out that the best skiers were constantly adapting their tactics based on all sorts of factors. Not just the other skiers, but also the specific course, the snow conditions on the day. Like they were constantly analyzing and recalibrating their strategy.
Absolutely. It's all about adapting to the circumstances and making those split-second decisions.
These athletes, they're like super athletes with the strategic minds of chess grandmasters.
I know, right? It's incredible.
It makes me wonder, though, are some skiers just naturally better at this tactical side of things? Like, is there a certain personality type that thrives in this kind of environment?
You know, that is a fascinating question. And it's one that the study doesn't specifically address, but it definitely raises some interesting points for future research.
Yeah, like, are there certain psychological traits? I don't know, the ability to stay calm under pressure, maybe read your opponent's intentions, that would be more valuable in this sport.
Exactly. You know, it'd be amazing to see if there's a correlation between certain personality types and success in sprint cross-country skiing, but unfortunately, that is something we'll have to save for another deep dive.
Okay, fair enough. But, it's got me thinking about other endurance sports like cycling or marathon running. I wonder if any of these tactical principles apply there as well.
Well, that's a great point, and it's something that the researchers actually touch on in their conclusion. They suggest that while each sport definitely has its unique challenges and demands, the importance of race-specific strategy, particularly in those final stages of a competition, is likely a universal principle.
Okay, so even if we're not all Olympic-level skiers, there are still valuable lessons to be learned here about the importance of strategy and planning. Whether it's in sports or in other areas of life, being able to analyze a situation, anticipate challenges, and adjust our approach can make all the difference.
Absolutely. You know, I think this deep dive has really given us a glimpse into the incredibly complex and fascinating world of elite sprint cross-country skiing. And beyond those specific insights about the technique and tactics, it's a reminder that success in any field often comes down to a combination of, well, raw talent, of course, but also strategic thinking and the ability to adapt to those ever-changing circumstances.
Well said. And I think you're right. This has been an eye-opening conversation. But before we wrap up, I'm curious, did the study mention any limitations? Were there any areas where the researchers felt that more research was needed?
That's a great question. And yes, they did acknowledge a few limitations. For one, their sample size was relatively small, and they only focused on male skiers. So it'd be interesting to see if similar patterns hold true for female skiers as well.
That's true. And we were just talking about different types of endurance sports. I think it would be fascinating to see a study comparing and contrasting the tactical strategies used across various disciplines. Like, do marathon runners use similar positioning strategies as cyclists in a peloton?
Definitely. There's so much potential for future research in this area. And, you know, as technology continues to evolve, we'll be able to gather even more detailed data on things like skiers' heart rate, muscle activation, even their gaze patterns during a race.
Wow, talk about getting granular.
I know, but imagine the insights we could gain from that. We could literally see the world through the eyes of these elite athletes.
It'd be like having a front row seat to their decision-making processes in real time.
Exactly. It's really an exciting time to be studying human performance. The possibilities are endless.
My mind is officially blown. We've got so much more to explore and so much more to learn. I'm ready to dive even deeper. It's amazing to think that we started with this research paper on, the nitty-gritty of sprint cross-country skiing tactics, and now we're talking about the future of sports science.
It is pretty wild. And, you know, all this talk about strategy and adaptability, it's got me thinking, how much of this can we actually apply to our own lives? I mean, we're not all Olympic athletes, but we all face challenges, right?
Totally. We all have our own metaphorical courses to navigate, I guess.
Exactly. And just like those skiers, we have to make decisions, you know, figure out the best path forward, adapt to unexpected obstacles.
And I think what's so cool about this study is that it highlights how important that strategic thinking is. I mean, it's not just about raw talent or hard work, it's about being smart and making calculated moves.
Absolutely. And just like those skiers analyzing the course and their competitors, we can all benefit from really understanding our own strengths and weaknesses, right? Like, what are we good at? What are our blind spots?
And what are the rules of the game in our particular field?
Right.
What are the things we need to pay attention to, the challenges we need to anticipate?
You got it. And I think it's also about understanding that success in any field is rarely a straight line.
Yeah.
There are going to be setbacks. There are going to be moments where our initial plan doesn't quite work out.
Yeah, like those skiers who get boxed in or have to change their strategy mid-race.
Exactly. And those moments, those are the times when adaptability and resilience really come into play. It's about being able to adjust, learn from those experiences, and keep moving forward.
You know, it's funny because you were talking about, analyzing our strengths and weaknesses. And it made me think about something as simple as like giving a presentation at work. You wouldn't just want to, come out guns blazing and exhaust all your best material in the first 5 minutes,
Heck
right?
no way.
You'd want to pace yourself, build a compelling narrative, save your strongest arguments for when they'll have the most impact.
Exactly. And that's something we can learn from those skiers. They know when to hold back, conserve their energy, and then make their move when the time is right.
This has been such a mind-blowing deep dive. We've gone from the science of how skiers move their bodies to like deep philosophical discussions about strategy and resilience.
It's amazing what you can learn when you really dig into a topic. And I think that's the beauty of these deep dives, right? It's about exploring, making connections, and finding those hidden layers of complexity.
And honestly, who knew that a sport like skiing could teach us so much about navigating the challenges of life?
You know, it's a reminder that there are lessons to be learned everywhere if we're open to them. And as you continue exploring, you know, diving deep into whatever topics pique your interest, I encourage you to keep looking for those connections, those aha moments that make learning so rewarding.
So well said. And on that note, I think it's time to wrap up this deep dive. We've covered so much ground today, the science, the strategy, even a bit of philosophy. And I think we've all come away with a much deeper appreciation for the complexity and the, honestly, just the brilliance of these elite sprint cross-country skiers.
Absolutely. They're incredible athletes.
And as we sign off today, we'll leave you with one final thought to ponder. We talked about the physical demands, the tactical brilliance, but what about the mental game? What kind of mindset does it take to excel in a sport like this? A sport that requires so much endurance, focus, and those split-second decisions under intense pressure. So as you continue your own deep dives, consider that question, the role of the mind in achieving peak performance.
A big question.
It is, but it's one worth exploring, and maybe it'll lead you down some unexpected paths. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep pushing yourself to reach new heights.